The Long Eaton and District Talking newspaper for the blind and partially sighted has been operating since 1978 and continues to offer a free service to all of its listeners by providing a memory stick packed with many hours of listening pleasure, an easy-to-use memory stick player, both free of charge. Even the Royal Mail play their part by providing all of our postage free of charge. Our system operates like this. Every 3 weeks, our three editors, on a rota basis, gather stories from around our geographical area, which is Eastwood in the north, Castle Donnington in the south, Beeston in the east, and Borrowash in the west. These stories are compiled into a script that's emailed out to our readers, who each record their stories using a variety of devices. Then they email their recordings to one of our tech team, who uploads those recordings onto a master memory stick. Once every 3 weeks, our administration team, again on a rota basis, meets to receive listeners' memory sticks that are inserted into our duplicators to remove the previous recordings. The next recordings are then uploaded onto memory sticks, which are then removed from the duplicators, put into pouches with an address label that shows the listener's address on one side and our address on the other, which is care of the Long Eaton Sorting Office. These pouches, complete with memory sticks, are then posted out every 3 weeks, and this means that every one of our listeners receives a memory stick with around 90 recordings and many hours of listening pleasure. Our recordings contain many stories, articles, poems, plus magazine programmes like Women's Weekly, People's Friend, Saga, BBC Music, BBC Gardener's World, Reader's Digest, Which, Yours, and so on. We have a number of other contributors, like, for example, the Just Write Creative Writing Group that meet at the Elephant Rooms in Draycott. Pupils from Redhill Primary School in Oakbrook provide their own articles. Angela Bailey writes her own poetry, but also runs a quizzical quiz every 3 weeks. Maureen Moffat provides a therapy session. Ian Greatorix provides local history articles, as does Jonathan Stanion, and poems are provided by Ian Greatorix as well. Pete Pheasant writes and records his own stories. Now, you can hear our recordings on our website, which is longeatontn.org.uk. We're also on Alexa, and all you have to do is say, "Alexa, play Talking Newspaper," and when prompted, say, "Long Eaton." We're also on Bumblebee, which is a product of the British Wireless for the Blind Fund and ensures that we have listeners all over the world. If you would like to learn more about how you could help, or if you'd like to become one of our listeners, or if you know of anyone who would really appreciate what we offer, please ring me. My name is Martin Sykes and I'm the chair of the Talking Newspaper. My phone number is 07 970 914 930, and thank you so much for listening.